Now, I want to briefly read from the Bible and then just make a few comments about what the Bible has to say on a subject that relates to Christmas. So I want you all to sit comfortably, quietly, and listen carefully. You might find that some of the things I say this morning will help you in the quiz that is on the back of the leaflet that we sent round the village. And if you haven't seen the leaflet, then you'd better ask your mum or dad, where's the leaflet? There's a quiz with some prizes. So listen carefully, it might help you with the answers. First of all, we're going to read a little bit from the Bible. This is from a little bit later in Jesus' life, when he met a man one night. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus said, Assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from, but where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, Are you the teacher of Israel, and do not know these things? Most assuredly I say to you, We speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended to heaven, but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Now, there's a lot in that passage from the Bible. That's from John's Gospel. There's one verse in particular that I think is relevant today to the subject of Christmas. And it's the verse that says, it's verse 12, if you want to know which one it is. Sorry, it's verse 13. No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven. That is the Son of Man who is in heaven. And I want us to briefly consider this morning the question, who is this person? Who is this person? We're remembering today and all this week. Some of us have been thinking about it for several months. If you have anything to do with shops, then it's many months that you've been thinking about Christmas. The birth of Jesus Christ. Who is he? Have you ever thought who he is? People have different images of Jesus Christ. Been put away now, but there's a crib with a doll in, a baby. And many people, when they think about Jesus Christ, all they think about is a little baby. I wonder if that's what you think about when you think about Jesus Christ. Some people, when they think about Jesus Christ, they've seen pictures, or they've seen statues and that sort of thing, of a big cross and a man hanging on the cross, bleeding, and with a crown of thorns on his head. And some people think, when they think of Jesus Christ, that's what they think of. That's the picture that they have of Jesus Christ. They really think no more about him than that. Some people think even less about the Lord Jesus Christ. How many people, when they get angry or annoyed, say, Jesus Christ? they don't really know who they're talking about. It's just words that they use when they get angry. I wonder if there's anyone in your house who's like that. Who is he? When you look at some of these pictures of Jesus Christ, when he's a baby, when he's grown up, when he's on the cross, there's this yellow ring round his head. Sometimes it's attached to his head, sometimes it's sitting just above his head. It's called a halo. The reason that they put that in the paintings is to show that Jesus was special. But it also suggests that there was something odd about him. In some way he was strange. Some way he was different from us. Makes it seem a bit unreal as well, because when you go into a hospital, since that's where most babies are born these days, you go into a hospital, how many babies, now let's have hands up for this, how many babies have you seen with halos around their heads? Anybody seen baby with a halo around its head when you've been to a hospital? You have. Where was that? Did you? Kevin was born with a halo around his head. Well, I think Kevin's got a lot to live up to. When we go into hospitals, we don't see that, do we? And people think, well, it's not real. Other people think, well, it's so long ago that we can't even be sure that it's true. And we looked at that last week and we saw that it is true. One of the best historians in all history, a man called Luke, best historian of the time, wrote about Jesus Christ. And we can be sure what he said is true. But because of all these things, and because of many others, people really miss out on the question of who Jesus is and the significance of his birth. So who is he? Well, let's think. We've seen this morning, when Jesus was born, certain things happened. Now, who can remind us what happened when Jesus was born? First of all, what did the shepherds see and hear when Jesus was born? Yes. The angels. And who can tell me what the angels said? Yes. Don't be afraid, that's right. Any more? What else did the angels say? Right. Go to Bethlehem. Yes, well, they said a little more than that. They sang praises to God. How many other children, when they were born, have had a choir of angels announcing their arrival and singing praises to God? I can't think of any. This was something special, because it was a special person. How many other people, when they were born, had something else happen to them? Who came from the east? Who came from the east? Yes. Wise men came from the east. And who can tell us what they brought with them? Yes, Ruth. Rachel. Frankincense, myrrh and gold. Very good. Okay, hands down. Very good. Nice to see all the hands going up. That's excellent. It means you're paying attention. Pleased about that. So wise men came and brought special gifts. And what else did the wise men do when they came to see Jesus? Who can tell me what else they did? Yes. They worshipped him. They bowed down and worshipped Jesus. Now the Bible tells us that there's only one person that we should worship. Who can tell us who that one person is that we should worship? That's right. God. God is the only one that we should worship. And yet, the Bible tells us that the wise men fell down and worshipped Jesus. All these things tell us something about who Jesus is. It tells us, and the Bible in many places tells us yet more clearly, that Jesus, born as that little baby in Bethlehem, was God. God himself. God come down to the earth. And this is amazing when you think about it. That a little baby who had to have his nappy changed, cried when he was hungry, had to be fed by his parents, had to grow up like you and I. You might find it hard to believe, but I was as big as you were one day. Once a long, long time ago. Or if you want to look at it another way round, you'll be like me one day. I feel very sorry for you. But the Lord Jesus Christ, God himself, became a little baby and was dependent upon other people. This child was the one who created the universe. Everything that you can see was made by Jesus. Tonight, if we have a clear sky, well, I hope we don't, because that means it will be cold tonight and there'll be a frost. But the next time there's a clear sky, look up and see all the stars. Jesus made all of the stars because he is God who's come down to the earth. As it says in this verse that we read, no one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven. And Jesus there is talking about himself. He came down from heaven. He came to live amongst us. We need to ask another question. Why did Jesus come? Why did God enter into the world as a humble little child? Well, there's lots of reasons that we could think of. He came into the world to give us an excuse for having a party. He came into the world to give us an excuse for having turkey at Christmas. And Christmas pudding. And all the other lovely goodies on Christmas Day. And on Boxing Day, it meant that we could have cold turkey. And it meant that the day after that, we could have cold turkey. And then when Dad or Mum goes back to work, they can have turkey sandwiches. Is that why Jesus came into the world? Lots of people, they go to parties and they have parties and they try and enjoy themselves. Because their lives are empty, meaningless. They can't see any point in life. They go through life and they think, I've got to enjoy myself, so I'll have a party. Well, Jesus came in order that we might have real joy without having a party. You know, you can have joy without going to a party. No jelly, no cakes. You can still have joy. Did you know that? Did Jesus come into the world to give us an example to live by? Well, yes, he did come to give us an example, but that wasn't the real reason he came. He came to give us an example, but there's more to it than that. Did he come in order to show us that we must be humble? Well, yes, he came to show us that we should be humble. But that's not the main reason he came. Did he come to show us how we should live? Well, yes, he did come to show us how we should live, the way God wants us to live. To always tell the truth. To always do what is right. To be obedient to various people, mums and dads. To the authorities. To the government. But there's more to it than that. Who can tell me why Jesus came? The most important reason of all why Jesus came into the world. I have to be careful, I don't always ask the same people all the time, and the ones I know that know the answer. Sarah. Jesus came into the world to save us from our sins. Very good. You see, we all have a problem, and it's a problem called sin. And people will be saying, but it's Christmas, it's a time to be happy. Why are you talking about sin? Well, we've been singing about it. I don't know if you noticed. Christmas carols are wonderful things in the first hymn. The first carol, the one we sang on the sheet, O Little Town of Bethlehem, talks about sin and the problems of sin in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still. You look at many of the other carols in the carol sheet. Talks about sin. Or you say, but I don't sin because I'm a good boy, I'm a good girl. Do you always do what mum or dad tells you to do? Don't, do you? No. Sometimes you get told off. Sometimes mum and dad get angry. Don't they? Well, usually the reason that they get angry is because you've sinned. Because you've been naughty. You've done things that are wrong. And it doesn't stop when we reach the age of 16 or 18 or 21. So that means your mum and dad sin as well. You might not notice it quite so much, but they do. Even I sin. I don't always do what is right. All of us have done things wrong. Every one of us. Even today, we've done some things that are wrong. And that's only by our own standards. Because we say, oh, well, this is right and that's wrong. But our standards are down here. God's standards are up here. And if we can't even keep our own standards, how can we keep God's? It's a problem, isn't it? Difficult. What are we going to do? That's why Jesus came. Came into the world to save us from our sins. Because only God can deal with our sins. It's only God that can take them away. So Jesus' birth was only his entry into the world because he came to do a job. It wasn't a job like you or I might do, or your mum or dad might do, or that you might do one day. He came into the world to do a job. He came to live amongst us, to show us how to live. He came to live amongst us to teach us about God. He came to live amongst us so that he could die on the cross. That's why Jesus came. God came into the world to die. It's amazing, isn't it? God came to die. God came into the world as Jesus Christ to live and to die. And when he died, something very special happened. Now, I won't ask you what happens when you're naughty. Varies from house to house. Some houses, they use a slipper. In some houses, they just use a bare hand. In some houses, they use a spoon. In some houses, you get sent to your bed without any supper. But whatever happens when you're naughty, you get punished. And it's not nice, is it? Well, when Jesus died upon the cross, he was being punished for all the sins of all the people in all the world, in all of time. He suffered on the cross what the Bible calls hell. He endured it, and he took away all the punishment that is due to you and to I, you and me. And he did it so that we don't have to suffer like that when we meet God face to face. Says also in this bit that we read from the Bible, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. There is one condition. If you want your sins to be dealt with, if you want to be forgiven by God, doesn't mean you'll be forgiven by mum and dad. You can be forgiven by God if you will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's all you have to do, just believe in him. That doesn't mean that you say, oh yes, I accept that there was a man called Jesus Christ who lived nearly 2,000 years ago. Because most people believe that. No, it means that you trust him, you depend upon him, that he is your Lord, you do everything that he says. But if you want to be forgiven by God, You must come to Jesus Christ and believe in him. And if you remember nothing else about Christmas, and if you get all the questions in the quiz wrong, I want you to be sure of one thing. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be forgiven by God. God will give you a new heart, forgive your sins, give you peace and joy, and you will know that when you die, whenever that is, you will go and be with God forever and enjoy God forever. Not sitting on a cloud plucking a harp, but enjoying God forever. And that's a wonderful thing. So remember that. Try and do the quiz, but remember that most of all. And of course, I'm not just talking to the children this morning. I'm talking to everyone. It applies to us all. How do we stand before God? If we died now and stood before God, how would God regard us? Would God accept us? I think many of us would have to say no. There is only one way that we can be acceptable to God, and that is if we believe in Jesus Christ, if we trust him, if we submit to him, if we surrender our lives to him and do what he says. And then, if we do that, we will be forgiven and we will know such peace and joy as is unimaginable. And I hope that for you, this Christmas will be as it was for me 18 years ago. Because it was 18 years ago at Christmas I became a Christian. Having seen that I was a sinner, having seen I was wicked, having seen there was nothing I could do to make God pleased with me, I put my trust in Jesus Christ. And he did all the things that I've said, and much more as well. And my only regret now is that I didn't believe in him sooner.